Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? And here's the text. For we have seen his star. We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Why are you here today? Spend an hour of time, get dressed up. I've come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, there it is again, which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Do you know, constantly through the Christmas account and the birth of Christ and his coming, constantly we find that the Lord reminds us that he not only sent his Son in flesh, but that he would give signs that they would know that's who has come. The whole world this week will celebrate the fact that Christ came. But to say that he has come to this world and for nobody to tell you how to find him, how would it make any impact in your life whatsoever? To go through Christmas and never find the Christ of Christmas means that you've simply celebrated a holiday. But to find the Christ of Christmas, you receive the greatest gift that could ever be given. So the Lord said, you'll have a sign. He told the shepherds, here's the sign. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. These wise men, we don't know how many there were. Common stories and accounts say three, because there were three gifts. I have no idea how many there were, and that's not what I'm preaching on this morning. But I do want to tell you something. They knew one thing for certain. We have seen his star. Now that tells me a few things. First of all, that star must have been different from every other star. That star, it doesn't say multiple stars, it's his star. It's different because he is different. And he is the one that makes the difference in each one of our lives today. Here they looked with the human eye, as you look out across the thousands and thousands of stars that's in the sky, one star made the difference for them, and they knew it was his star, for that was the star to lead them to Christ. You know something? The Lord sometimes just seems to give us a different star in our life to say, you've not only heard about Jesus, but I'm going to hang a star to help you find him. And sometimes we need to find him, because of all the times to see stars, we not only see that it was different, but you see stars best when it's dark. stars shine the brightest when it's dark. I know this is Christmas, but I also know that we are people that wander through life on a journey, and sometimes life gets dark. I'm not asking you this morning, do you have a night? Everybody in here has a night experience. We all go through times of darkness, but faith learns the lesson. Walk in the darkness toward the light. I'm not asking you, do you have darkness? I'm asking you, do you have a star? If you have a star, you'll press on through the darkness. It doesn't matter how dark it is around you. I've come with a message of great joy this morning that regardless how dark your day may be, your life may be, your night may be, God will hang a star that'll lead you to Christ through your journey if you'll follow the star. You come this morning and you say, oh, what a time of great celebration. None of us know what's going on in homes and lives here in this sanctuary this morning. Nobody knows the dark times that people are facing. Some come today with great darkness because this is their first Christmas that they've gone through without a loved one in their life. A mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a grandparent, somebody that they love dearly, their children, a neighbor that they were close to, a friend they were close to. It may be dark, but I've got good news. We have seen His star. Some of you come wondering, will this be the last Christmas that I'm in this world? Sickness has come into your life. There were so many that are so sick that wanted to be here this morning, but they can't be, and it's dark. Some of you have come on with out your loved ones. They said, you go. They're trying to connect to the church as best they can, even though it's dark through your sickness, even though your disease has not been healed yet. May I remind you, we have His star to lead us and His star to guide us. Some you're in situations where people are mean and people sometimes will forsake you and betray you. Some, the love of your life has walked out of your life and now you're alone and it's dark, but I've got good news for you. We have seen His star. And the darker the night, the brighter the star. And the more that His star shines, the more we know the direction to go with God. And don't you worry. God sees the darkness, but people of faith press on through the night saying, I've got to see the Lord. I've got to reach Christ. I'm going to find Christ no matter what. It's dark, but we have a star. Something else that caught my attention. Herod was in Jerusalem. These men were from the east. Now, that day and time, the east to the people of Jerusalem was as far as they knew the world existed. In other words, they were at the farthest point. They were as far as possible away from Jerusalem as you could get. But the star still reached them. Some of you are as far from Christ you feel as you can get. Some of you feel like I can't go any farther away from Him than what I am this morning. There's others that you look back on your life and the reason that Christmas means so much to you, you remember a time in your life where you was as far from Christ as you could possibly get. And the Christian message of Christmas meant absolutely nothing to you. You could have cared in the least about any of it. It was just time for another party, time for another been out on the world and try to do what the world wanted you to do. You were so far and life was so dark, but I've got good news. You can't get so far that the star can't reach you. God will have a way to bring the right one at the right time. Not only the star of the Holy Spirit, but the star of the saints of God. If you're here this morning without Christ, somebody prayed for you and somebody invited you. Somebody brought you. That's your star this morning to bring you to Christ. Regardless how far you are from Him, there's still light in the darkness. And something about it, when the star reached them, the star drew them. They had to immediately start the journey. Some of you are saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait until it gets daylight. When it gets daylight, I'm going to start serving the Lord and I'm going to start following the Lord. I'm going to wait until the day breaks. No, you need to start the journey today. Right now. He's shining all around you. You've seen Him everywhere this morning. He's from pew to pew. He's from front to back, side to side. You've seen the presence of God everywhere. You ought to start the journey and you ought to start it right now. Don't put it off another day. Don't wait another minute. You ought to start the journey immediately. No matter how far you've gone, He'll reach you. And isn't it funny who He'll bring into our life to reach us? I've stood on this platform and I recounted in my mind last night through the night the literally hundreds of people now that we've seen come to these altars and give their life to the Lord through the years that I've been associated with this church. And I reflected on the many revivals and camp meetings that I've been in. And I thought about people and how far down they were, how low they had gotten, how far away from God they were. And I'd watch the Spirit of God deal with hearts and bring people in. Sometimes they were people that had never heard the message. They just made up their mind when they were young. They didn't want anything to do with God, anything with the church. I've always been overwhelmed at this. Somebody that's never heard a sermon in their life. How do you think it is that they can come to a church that they've never been to before? Park in a parking place that they never parked in before. Come in and meet greeters that they've never met before. Sit in a pew that they've never sat in before. Hear songs sung that they've never heard sung before. See people get blessed and they've never seen that before. Watch a preacher preach that they've never heard preach. Hear a sermon preach that they've never heard preached in a message that they know nothing about. And then give a simple invitation. And down the aisle they come. What is that? That's the drawing power of the star. But then I thought of how that same star has taken others. I've stood on this platform, and I hope no one's offended at what I'm going to say today, because I don't mean to offend anyone. But I've seen people come in that they knew what they needed to do, and they just kept putting the Lord off, and they would get so close to the Lord, and conviction would deal with their heart, and then they'd finally get to the place where they'd almost build a shell around them until they could sit and listen to every sermon and every song and every testimony, and they could hear everything being said, and nothing moved them any longer. And then I've watched some of those same people that showed no interest. No interest during the singing, no interest during the preaching, no interest during the invitation. And then I'd see somebody lean over or maybe go over to where they were and whisper in their ear. Some of you are terrified of that. Yeah, some of you tell your loved ones, they come to me, bless God, I'm not going back. It don't matter if you come back or not, God's going to find you wherever you're at. I've seen Him find people in jail. I've seen Him find people on the job. I've seen Him find people on hospital beds. I've seen Him find people in grocery stores. He has a way of finding you, friend, no matter where you go. You can't hide from the Lord. And then sometimes, here's what's difficult as a pastor. Sometimes you know things that you can't say to anybody else. People have confided in you. And sometimes when I've talked to them about their soul, they're very honest. And they'll look at me and they'll say, well, I tell you why I'm not saved. It's because of so and so. They cheated me. They lied to me. They stole from me. They told stories on me. Where's all the shouting at now? Hey, I'll guarantee you the devil will send a stumbling block in your life. And I can tell them 1,000 times over, don't look to people. Look to the Lord. Yes, sometimes they'll even say, I tell you why, because I saw a preacher that preached and didn't live the life and fell by the wayside. And all of that's true. I can't change any of that. But I've seen them name names. Hey, do you know something? You may not be as wonderful as what you think you are. There may be somebody here today sitting in this same church that hates your guts. Join the crowd. They got all kinds of things in their mind made up about you. Some of them, they don't even know you. They just looked at you and said, I don't like you. Yeah, it happens a lot. It happens a lot in churches. People watch people come to the door and make up their mind instantly if they're going to love them or not love them. Hey, if you're saved, you better love everybody. Everybody. I stood right here one day and I saw somebody touched to be the star for somebody else. They left their seat and went to that individual. Now, I'm being honest as your pastor. I wouldn't be dishonest anyway. Shouldn't say that. But as I stood during that invitation, I stood about right here and I bowed my head. And I said, oh God, don't let them go to so-and-so. Because I knew how much they hated that individual. Guess where they went? Because that person had told me time and time and time again how much they despised that other individual, and the other individual didn't even know it. All they knew was they had to go invite them. Strangest thing. They never even said a word to them. Walked up, put their arms around them with tears in their eyes, and guess what? That's the person that they came to the altar with and got saved. That's their star. You look back in your life, not only does God use the Spirit, but God uses saints of God. You look back in your life and there was probably somebody that impacted your life. And you said, if I do ever get saved, I want to be like that person. Or that person come to you when you didn't think anybody else knew or anybody else came. But that was the very time that they came and spoke the words that you needed to hear. Hey. Christian, we can all be a star to somebody these next few days. We have seen His star. So they start the journey, but they don't make the destination. They get stopped on the way. See, you not only deal with the fact the star was different, and you not only deal with the distance between them and where He was in getting to Him, and you not only deal with the darkness, but now you're dealing with delays. When you make up your mind you're going to find Christ, the devil makes sure there'll be some people that'll stop you. It started with Herod. Where is he that's born King of the Jews? Herod couldn't reveal what he thought, but it troubled him because he thought he was the only king. Now suddenly they're talking about a king of the Jews. The Jews were to be in submission to him. What do you mean a king of the Jews? Somebody's rising up to take my position. He couldn't express it. But before long he had such influence that all of Jerusalem was troubled. He called in the religious leaders. Take a big deep breath, okay? Big deep breath, because it's going to hurt real bad to some of you. Religion is going to send a lot of people to hell. It's going to stop a lot of people from being saved. Because they get as far as religious knowledge goes, but they're not all the way to where Christ is. Sometimes people will stop you and sometimes religion will stop you. You'll find out if you get troubled by the Lord and you see His star and you start seeking Christ, there'll be people that will tell you all kinds of things that instead of leading you to Christ, they'll lead you away from Christ and even try to stop you from getting to Christ. So you got two dilemmas here. I'm about done. Two dilemmas. Number one, There's some people that say, I'm too far away from Christ. But the star finds a way to reach them. There's some people that get delayed. Bethlehem was 6 miles at the most. If they dropped over the hill, they could probably do it in 3.5. It's on the outskirts of where Herod was at. In fact, you could almost stand at his palace and look right down to where Christ was. They were that close to Jesus and didn't know he was there. The religious leaders could have seen him, but didn't know he was there. But when they left Herod's palace, the star appeared again. The star will lead you regardless of how far you are, and the star will lead you regardless of how close you are. Do you know how close that you are today? You're so close that heaven has come down and it's all around you. Christ is just outside the door of your heart wanting to come in. You're that close to Jesus this morning. And all you have to do is look to Him, but you're saying, I'm so close, but I still can't seem to find Him. I come to church, but I still can't find Him. I'm praying, but I still can't find Him. I'm seeking, but I still can't find Him. I've got good news. We have seen His star. And the star came and rested upon Him. No doubt who He was or where He was. When they found Him, they worshiped Him. And when they worshiped Him, the Lord appeared to them and said, don't go home the way you came. Because the star has brought you to the child. And when you see the child, you'll leave a different way.